just haven't seemed impressed by what you've been able to achieve here. Are you finally impressed that you're playing in a Pro Bowl 13 months after being diagnosed?
Not yet. Like I said earlier, it's like one of those checkpoints. And, you know, I'm excited about it, but right now I just feel like I got more stuff to focus on. You know, it's good and everything, but right now I'm just focused on something different.
These checkpoints, do they mean you think more to other people than they do to you?
Possibly. I can't really be too concerned with it, but, you know, overall I just hope that, you know, people that's going through things and going through different situations can see that, you know, if you just stay focused and keep faith and just try to push through whatever you're going through, you know, you can't get back to where you are or better. So that's really what I hope.
Was there a point when physically you thought you'd be able to get over whatever hump might be there and regain the level of play you had before?
I kind of like brainwashed myself from the get-go, you know, just that I was going to be where I was and better, you know, throughout the whole process. And I just kind of started mentally picturing myself at where I wanted to be and just focused on that every day and just kept striving for it every day.
Did you flash back to last year, what you're doing at this time, to help continue that motivation for you?
Actually flash back to everything when I found out Connor got diagnosed. You know, just seeing him go through the beginning stages of it, and I've been talking back and forth with him, but I guess you can say that kind of refocused me on, you know, everything that happened in the past a year ago. And I just, all those memories and all those things that I went through came flooding back, so I just kind of refocused on everything that I needed to do to keep pushing forward.
Did you in any way surprise yourself at all? How do you assess where your play is now compared to the start of the year? I mean, it's been pretty dramatic, hasn't it?
You know, anytime, the thing I focus on is just getting better every week, you know, and probably after the season I look at the total body of work, but right now, I just want to keep getting better, you know, every day I step on the field or in the meeting room and just try to keep striving for greatness. So that's the main goal.
Speaking of striving for greatness, what about your rookie teammate who was also made the Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Marcus Peters?
Man, I'm not really surprised because he told me this in camp. He told me everything that he was going to do as far as on the field. And like we talked about it, you know, doing some extra drills after practice one day, and he was just telling me everything he was going to do for the team and how he was going to come out and perform. And I believed every word of it because, I mean, he got a lot of passion, and you can see it in his eyes when he talks about, you know, football and what he wants to do on the field. So
were you surprised that he was as confident as he was? What was your reaction to his confidence?
just embraced it. You know, that's his character. That's who he is. That's not a facade. That's not a front. That's the type of person he is. So, you know, when you come in like that, and you definitely back it up, and like his confidence is not cocky. You know what I'm saying? It's not cocky at all. And it's just, he believes in his skills. He believes in the work that he puts in, and he just goes out and performs. So. Yeah.
You look at this journey you've had. If Pro Bowl wasn't a big moment for you, what has been the most memorable moment?
I would just say just seeing how powerful it is to see people come together, you know, just regardless of backgrounds, regardless of ethnicity, religions and everything like that. I felt like I got a chance to embrace unconditional love and just total passion from everybody, you know, regardless of any, you know, just, I guess you could say, stereotypes or anything like that, anything blocking that. I think that's a beautiful thing, you know, just to see how people, when people put aside the differences and things like that and just really focus on wishing you well and caring for another, one another, I think that's a beautiful thing. That was probably one of the most magnificent things I probably experienced. That was cool.
Eric, Dr. Marcus Peters for a second, you talked about his confident attitude. Is that the kind of thing that's rubbed off on other guys, do you think?
I would say so.
How do you see that? I mean, what leads you to say that?
I mean, it's just certain personalities, certain things just rub off on other people. So when you see that every day and, you know, someone who might not be as confident or someone that's questioning certain things in a certain situation and you see how they approach it, I mean, it kind of gives you motivation to approach it the same way.
Eric, I know that the story's still being written, and I know you're a team guy because you want to know where this team goes. But when you look back at this journey, where do you think that this Pro Bowl honor will kind of fit within the scope of this entire story that you've had over the last
I think it'll be pretty high. The thing that'll probably stand out more to me is just the process to get to that point. I feel like that was a big deal, and I had a lot of people to help me get to that. So that'll be up there.